ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. If someone asks you, what does it mean, Om Shanti? They say, you know the meaning of Om Shanti? You say, yes, we know. So what is the difference between no, I know this, and then to say, I am knowledge able to know, to be knowledgeable, to be sensible, to be wise. To know about anything is called information. For example, we know if we have a map in our hand, so we can say this is America, there is Africa, there is Asia, there is Australia. You know. But it is not that one has all knowledge or able to give all the information. Through the map you cannot give all information or experience. And so, to be knowledge able, ability to use the knowledge. All of us have knowledge. Knowledge about the self. The most important aspect that Baba speaks about, that I give you the knowledge and I make you knowledgeable, and this, with knowledge you are able to know yourself, you are able to see yourself, you are able to experience yourself, and then you are be what you are, what's supposed to be. So there is knowledge helps us to be. It means knowledge helps us to, when we are practicing it, we are experiencing it. You have a map in your hand. You do not reach the destination just by knowing how many miles from here to Abu Road is, or to Delhi, from here to Delhi is, or to Ahmedabad is. We know. So Baba is giving us now knowledge of the self and making us knowledge able. He says, I give you the knowledge of the Creator and creation. This is why we are studying. We are in a school. We are studying. And study means individual, independent, my own effort and my own experience. This is why Baba said, the law of this education study is to study regularly. Now, am I studying myself? I know myself. Do I check myself? When I say I know myself, what do I know about myself? Before knowledge, I knew about my all the things which connected with my body, with my bodily relations, with my possessions and position. The situations and circumstances, we had the knowledge. But it did not make us powerful. Reason, we did not have the ability to handle them. Knowledge able is powerful. For example, we have the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the cycle. We have the knowledge of the drama. Now it is knowledge, knowledge of drama. But then situations are adverse, not in my favor. And then I cry and complain. Why is drama like this? Shall I say I'm knowledgeable of drama? I say it's drama. Then I say, why is drama like this? I say it is drama. And if I'm saying, why drama is like this? What does it mean? I am not able to understand the significance of that situation. In that drama, now I have to use the knowledge. If someone had a bad health, right? Or somebody lost his wealth, or someone lost life. And I say, why is this drama like this? And I am making myself saying, why, I continue to cry and make myself weak and make myself sad. Drama means entertainment. And if by seeing the scenes of the drama, I am not able to keep my happiness inside, then I am not knowledgeable. It means I am not powerful. So I need to understand the importance of drama, but I also need to understand the significance why this particular situation is happening now, and use the knowledge to make myself strong. For example, I went somewhere at one place, was in Poland I think, and someone's husband had left the body. The woman was not in Gyan, she came in public lecture. And so, seeing her face very sad, I asked the translator, why she's so sad? She's not perhaps understanding. And the translator said, no. She comes sometimes, she understands the knowledge, but something very bad happened in her drama. I asked what happened. She says, my husband left the body. I said, I asked her, your husband left the body, you loved your husband? She said, yeah, yes. He was so good, very, very good. He had this specialty, she said, for the specialties, he helped me very much. And I said, your husband, you love your husband? She says, yes. Then she had a photograph. She immediately showed me the photograph. This was my husband. I said, oh, very good. What did you do with his... He says, he died. I said, okay, he died and you loved him very much, yeah? So what did you do with his body? He says, she says, that I had to bury. In their system to put in the grave. I say, you loved your husband so much and you put him in the grave? She said, no, he died. He left his body. I said, that he left his body. So whom did you love? Your husband. So, your husband, whom you said he was a very good, he had good qualities. So was the qualities in the body or was the qualities in the soul? You love the soul or you love the body? If you loved the body, then he left the body for you. He left that body for you because you loved the body. And you put in the grave? So whom did you love? Why are you crying? She says, again, I loved my husband. I say, you loved because of his qualities. And so qualities are in the soul. Did the soul also die? No, I have few lessons. I know that soul does not die. The soul is eternal. The soul is immortal. I say, then the soul did not die. Then why you cry? For whom do you cry? And if you love your husband, then you know that soul did not die. So left the body, so must be somewhere still, no? It's left the home. The soul has left his body, which we call it the dress. So do you understand what is the meaning of death? She said, yes, the soul left the body. I said, fine. So the body was a dress. So what is death? Change of dress and address. What is death? Change of dress means body. The soul takes this body to play its role. So role changed, but soul is eternal and immortal. And then address is also changed because now the soul has gone somewhere else, so must be living somewhere else. And so you need to know, if you want to contact your husband, the soul, then you have to recognize the soul. You want to communicate with him? Yeah. I say, but did you recognize? But when you were communicating, when he was in the body, were you communicating with him as a soul? So I did not know I was a soul. Only now I understand I am a soul. I know I had the knowledge. I know the word soul. So here is the difference. Knowledge is there, but there's not ability to see each other as a soul. So now when we are not if, then if the soul has changed the dress, and you are recognizing only the dress. So when the soul has come in new dress, you would not be able to recognize him. And so if you really love the soul, then soul's qualities, in order to experience his qualities and in order to give the experience to him of your qualities, you also have to be soul conscious. Soul can communicate with the soul. And now the method is through vibrations. Words cannot be because this costume is changed. So you need to create good vibrations. If you love that soul and you understand according to the knowledge now, that soul does not go back. If it has gone back home, then you should be comfortable that the soul has gone back home in the soul world, so must be in silence, so cannot come back to you. And if the soul has gone into a new body and you love the soul, then you can send good vibrations. If you love the soul and you want him to be healthy, want him to be happy, yes, yes, I do want to be him to be healthy. I want him to be very happy. I say then, so this soul, one who is going to get a new body, so you should let him settle in the new body. If you are pulling with pain, with sorrow, so now you are not letting that soul sit in the new dress or new car. So your sorrowful vibrations will not let him settle. Do you want to make him mentally disturbed, handicapped? Because of your attachment, that soul will not set in new system. So your love is to give peace and power to the soul. And so you have to be powerful. So ability to use the knowledge that soul is imperishable. The body is perishable. It's made of matter. It goes back to matter. You speak dust to dust. Now if you want to give power and peace and love to the soul, then you have to be peaceful. If you are peaceless, can you give peace to your husband? Or whoever you love died, can you give peace to that soul? So ability is to know, to understand. Knowing is only just information. Information is a first level. Understanding is a second stage. Then using this knowledge into practical form is third stage. Then you are experiencing the power of that point of knowledge. Because then you are taking the full benefit of the knowledge. You are becoming knowledgeful. When you have full experience, you are unshakable. knowledgeful is powerful. Full knowledge. So information, understanding, practice, experience, then comes realization. Experience is power, realization brings transformation. So here knowledge of the self. So all of us have knowledge. We are souls. Soul, mind, intellect, sanskaras. We have this knowledge. Qualities of the soul, knowledge, peace, love, purity, happiness, wisdom, power. But there is not fullness in it. It means there is the qualities we are not making ourselves capable to use it, ability to use them. And it is only possible when I am soul conscious. This is why again and again Baba says, I give you the knowledge, have self-realization. Swadarshan chakra. Means have a vision of your own self, on what level you are. And then spin this cycle. When I am spinning the cycle of the self-realization, then I see that my level is now sato pradhan. The truth I have, that I am truth, I the soul am truth. It is true. I have this faith. I have intoxication, I the soul am immortal, I am child of God. So now this truth is there. I am child of God, the Almighty. Can I be weak? But if I am again and again weak, it means that I have not that faith and intoxication, or I don't even believe that really, truly, I, the soul, am child of God. I'm child of the Almighty Authority. Then the situation will be there, but I am transforming it. When I am child of the Almighty Authority, then might is there. Might is in action. Just like the sun is there. Wherever the sun is shining, the light will be there. Heat will be there. Warmth will be there. Power will be there. Because the truth has the capacity, ability to prove, to give the proof of its power. For example, I have a picture in my room and it is true, it's a real beautiful sunshine, rising sun. On other wall I have a very beautiful picture, the ocean waves. Now can this picture, which is picture, and everybody says, oh beautiful sunshine, but it does not dispel the darkness. Picture only does not, it gives me the vision, but it does not give the coolness. I cannot swim on the wall. I will break my hands and feet, no? So So this is also capacity. Ability is the capacity. So in soul consciousness, am I increasing my power in me of the qualities? Peace is the nature of the soul. It is there, peace you could, but then is it full, peaceful, of that level that really I can dive deep in it? This is why again and again we need to remind ourselves, experience it. Now Baba is saying, give the experience to others. Experience is power. Experience is remembrance. What is remembrance otherwise? From your childhood up to now, what do you remember? No, other day I said we can forget the things we hear with the ears. We forget the things we see with our eyes. We forget what we eat. We have eaten it. But what deep experiences that we have. From our childhood, we don't forget that. Others do not remind you, but you remember yourself. Experiences are not reminded by others. Experience you express because it is your own remembrance. If somebody else is reminding you, so it means something is, it is just like somebody is giving only the picture, the photograph. But the real thing is in our own. So Baba wants to give us the vision of ourself. So we have to experience. The knowledge that I am a soul. I'm separate from the body. And so, means ability, the power is then when I become, with the power of truth, a detached observer. I know it is drama, and I become detached and I observe it. Then I am not influenced by the situation. Otherwise I have the knowledge, I am a soul, I see the drama, I see the situation, and then the problems and situations are there. Because I don't have the ability to become detached, to stay in truth, I absorb the situations in me. Instead of observing, I absorb. Means I soak in, I suck in. And then I think this is real. So then this becomes, today Baba says, false body, false maya, false, everything which was truth has become false. From the golden age, the truth, now it has become false. False body, false maya, false everything, the false whole world has become false. And the falsehood does not have the power. It has force, but not the power. Truth has the power. So I, the soul, am truth. I, the soul, am chit, living, Chaitanya, knowledgeable and blissful. So the moment I identify myself with body, I am based on falsehood, so I am weak. Instead of thinking I am a living being, I see myself a bodily being, I am dead. Death does not have power. Death decays very quickly. Anything which is dead will decay, does not have the power. And so there is not happiness inside. So I, the soul, am really truth. I am truth. Sat. Living being. So being knowledgeful, a being which is full of knowledge. Being knowledgeful is powerful. So, I did not choose the topic. I was just given the topic. When I heard, I had forgotten what the topic was just coming before. I asked someone on the way, do you know what the topic was? And I liked it. Being knowledgeful is really powerful. So I, the being of light. So knowledge means light. Now we use the expression, can you throw some light on this? Is it the torchlight that we are asking people, can you throw some light on this subject? In English they use this expression. Please throw some light on it. Means give some knowledge, focus or use the knowledge. So it is then when I have knowledge, so I am focusing on that. It's a focusing on my qualities of truth, quality of peace, quality of purity, quality of love, quality of happiness. And then it is a quality in soul consciousness is real. Otherwise it is superficial. And so that is, does not have power either. Quality in soul consciousness is real, it's spiritual. And it has power, spiritual power. Quality in body consciousness, I know that this is a quality, but it is artificial. An artificial thing does not have power. As I said, picture does not have power. It does not dispel the darkness. Sunshine picture, the picture on the wall is very beautiful scenery. The sun is rising. But in the night it does not dispel the darkness. Beautiful ocean, waves on the wall on a picture does not bring the coolness in the room. So body conscious quality is only show for influencing others or competition, or it quality works only when others appreciate it. It's not real. For example, if you have something to help someone, you have a special skill, and other people did not appreciate. He said, why should I help you? You don't even didn't even say thank you to me. And that person also helped. This person you appreciate and you mention the name of that person, but you didn't mention my name. So my quality became dependent. So I want this quality for name and fame. Superficial. So quality in soul consciousness is a virtue which is called divine virtue. And that has the power of divinity. Human beings have many qualities. Baba says, I change you, I teach you Raja Yoga. I make you from human beings into deities. I was wondering, but he says, before I make you from human being into deities, I do not make you direct from human being into deities, from Shudra into deities. I make you Brahmin first. Because in body consciousness, in human consciousness, our qualities, we know that we have these qualities, we have that, we know other also have qualities. But our vision is not picking up of virtues, appreciating the virtues. So the truth is, like likes like. Why I don't appreciate the virtue of others? Because I know I lack that virtue. So I dislike the virtue of others. Or I criticize the virtue of others. Or I doubt the virtue of others. I know the other person has the qualities, but I don't like it. It is weakness in me. Of spirituality. So knowledge is there, but I am not able to appreciate the specialities of others. I am not able to hear the praise of others. And Baba appreciates us again and again, our qualities. He reminds us of our qualities. Which qualities we are not aware of, he makes us aware of it. So godly power is, we have forgotten, we have misused it, we have completely lost those qualities. And he says, no, these are your qualities. So ability to use, to know it, and then to bring your qualities at the same time, and then quality will like the quality of others. Like likes likes. Means it means I am not at that time soul conscious. That's why in body consciousness I defame, I react. So quality is there, but there's competition. Or there's fear of others. Or from us, criticism is there for them. But when it is a spiritual, divine virtue, in spirituality, it's divine virtue. Divinity comes in. So this is why first Baba makes us Brahmin. Means purity in it. So truth is filled with purity, pure vision, pure attitude, pure consciousness. So I am child of God. And then my qualities will have automatically ability to give qualities without expectations, or without even other people reject, still I continue to give. Natural. Just like flowers, I have allergic to rose and I say, I don't like, please throw it away. The rose will not wilt. Rose fragrance will not become less because I did not like it. But it will not stop giving fragrance. So spirituality, knowledge in soul consciousness, in spirituality, is the power. So I am a being, pure being, not only knowledgeable being, a pure being. I am detached, I am peaceful being, I am bodiless, I am peaceful being. Then I, the soul, am child of God, and others are also souls. My soul sisters and soul brothers, so I have now the knowledge of brotherhood. So I accept others. I am a loveful being. So today Baba explained some things and also made us aware of certain things. So explanation, knowledge is explanation. Then we understand, then I understand it. Make us understand, to give knowledge and make us understand. And so when we understand it, we are able to practice it. That's why knowledge, information, knowledge, understanding. Understanding and exercise, exercise, experience. Experience, power and realization. And so this is then more and more clearer that yes, we are children of God. Knowledge of God makes me, I'm really child of God. So then my quality, godly qualities, Baba is benevolent. Benefactor. And so, in this consciousness, I am child of God, I am benevolent being. My vision for others would be that of mercy, love, forgiveness, benevolence. And internal qualities is this, because I am child of God, so I cannot be weak. So I realize why I became weak, why I lost my qualities, because the truth was mixed up with falsehood. So what makes us powerful is the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end. If it is incomplete knowledge, there is no power. It is the beginning, middle and the end of the whole cycle makes us observer of the drama. Our reaction is less. The question comes in the mind, answer comes immediately. All these fights in the world, violence in the world, conflict of different religions, not knowing the drama complete. So again and again Baba says, I make you the masters of the world. Swadarshan Chakradhari are the double emperors. They have the might and light both. people have might, physical might, they can have the might of position, and they can have might of wealth, and they can have might of their skills. But there's no light. Knowledge is light. And so Lakshmi and Narayan are double crown kings and queen, double crowned emperor and empresses. And so then it is both is the might where there is no need, which type of might, where there's not any kind of fight or opposition. As Baba says, you don't have any war. Lakshmi Narayan did not get the kingdom through any violence power. But it was might and the self, because the knowledge used for the self. Qualities are practiced first within the self. In order to be peaceful, certainly we know that there has to be some situations where I see peacelessness and I maintain my peace. There would be certain situations, then there would be challenges and disrespect, so I maintain my self-respect. How do I exercise those qualities? In the Golden Age, these qualities are not used. In the Golden Age, there is not knowledge, but knowledge has changed into power. In the Golden Age, knowledge changed into power. Peace changed into power. Purity changed into power. This is why it is called God Almighty Authority is establishing Almighty Kingdom. So there isn't any influence of anything, or there's not question of any fight with anyone. So it is the rule of truth. The kingdom of righteousness. So when our purity is increasing, the light is increasing. Knowledge used in pure consciousness, with pure attitude, with pure feeling. There are many philosophers, there are many scriptures, there are many people very clever, those who give knowledge. If you see the books and libraries or many seminars are happening, it seems like, yeah, it is the same knowledge that Baba is giving. Many Brahmins say this. What Baba is teaching, other people are also teaching. There are many books that have the same. The knowledge is there. But Baba's knowledge is light. Baba's knowledge is a spiritual knowledge, which then protects us from the fear. What is fear of? Ego. Falsehood. Impurity. My knowledge. So Baba gives knowledge to all, for everyone. And this knowledge, when it is has become practical virtues through Baba's remembrance, is then power. So knowledge in soul consciousness practice helps us to be yogi. Yoga brings power in us. Without knowledge, we cannot have yoga with Baba. Knowledge given by God Himself. Other people have knowledge, but not have yoga with God, with incorporeal. knowledge of not beginning, middle and the end. And so by having this knowledge, beginning, middle and the end, so I have vision of my own self, what I was. Where I made a mistake and I fall down. And where I have reached now, where I have reached again. So my vision, and checking my own self as well, that when I am using the knowledge, I am practicing knowledge, am I internally saying, thank you Baba that you have given me such wonderful knowledge? Where this knowledge is coming from? Who is teaching me? Then truth has the power. Then when I am speaking to others, speaking with confidence, speaking with faith, speaking without fear, speaking without ego, because it's not my thing. And in that knowledge is power that helps others, then they can take it. Then they experience it. Yoga power. So knowledge changes into yoga, then it is power. Then with yoga power, it becomes virtue. When I have virtues, then I am able to face the weaknesses of others. That knowledge then in form of virtue is, I am Yudhishthir, I am at the battlefield and I have power. Other person is angry, I become a detached observer. This is what this soul plays role at this moment of time. So I'm not fighting, but the power of peace. As Baba said, if other person is angry, you shower the flowers of good wishes on him. Cool down the water of love, spiritual love. So virtues are used. So it means virtues are used to finish the force of vices. So when we become all virtuous, vices are having less effect on me and making me viceless. All virtuous. Baba said today is Krishna's praise. All virtuous, completely viceless, sarvaguna sampan, 16 celestial degrees complete, all virtuous, completely viceless, double non-violent, filled with all code of conduct. This was Krishna's praise. So knowledge made him to this powerful. So virtues mean in every situation knowledge must become a virtue. Then my own vice, anger, will not remain anger. The vice of others will have less effect on me. So viceless. Then I am non-violent, double non-violent. Means I am not taking sorrow to myself, I am not giving sorrow to others. With the vices of others we take sorrow. With the vices of our own and weaknesses we give sorrow to others. It's desires, or we want to get something from others, which is lust. Anger, my attachment, attachment to something, I want to force them that they should accept something from me. They should fulfill something for me. So we become double non-violent. And that is the power. So it is not a fight. And it is not running away. But Baba says, I make you Yudhishthir. Means on the battlefield, with the power of truth, with the power of righteousness, you conquer Maya Raman. You conquer negativity. And then the rule is that of perfection. So Sato Pradhan stage means the truth is on its chief, highest level. Pradhan means prime, like a prime stage. Means highest stage, like Prime Minister. Then it is truth is there. Then truth is mixed with Rajo. Then it becomes Tamo and Tamo Pradhan. So it is the opposite direction than impurity. It becomes an impure. When it's Tamo Pradhan, there is no truth in it. Truth's power has changed into falsehood. And that is weakness. That is force, but not power. And this is why they are called weaknesses, defects, vices. Result is suffering. And knowledge makes us, when we are living with that knowledge, with the truth, life is blissful. This is why truth, living, bliss. Satta, Chitta, Ananda. Truth is living in life. Life is blissful because of the power. Power is living. And so different aspects of knowledge makes us powerful. In certain aspect we use soul consciousness. In serpent aspects, we use intoxication. This detached from the world, what is this? All these things are very perishable, are going to finish, temporary. Baba is giving me unlimited happiness. You become detached. Disinterest is from the old world. Things are perishable, why should I run after that? I am a prince, child of God. I am not a beggar. Baba is giving me so many titles every day. He is giving me so much love. So you create intoxication. As Baba says, only a few have this intoxication. So somewhere you use the knowledge, God's knowledge, means God, relationship with God, that makes you powerful. In some situations, drama's knowledge makes you powerful. Because you understand the laws of nature, you understand the laws of drama. So understanding of laws of nature, practicing the laws of drama, spirituality, we are powerful. We stay in our self-respect. So beginning, middle and the end. So, and also remembering what I was. Deity. Sun dynasty. Soul. And so it means that is what power within me. This knowledge itself. I the soul am Sun dynasty soul. Then I am Shivvanshi, I am clan, I am grandson of Shiva. And I am Brahma Kumar, I am child of the father of humanity. So I have power in human body, what human beings can do, what angels can do, what deities can do, what God can do. So it's a power from all sides, then it is in the soul. Again, it is in the soul. Then I am the master of the whole world. I am master of nature as well. Then if this knowledge becomes, because the knowledge is that we are using matter without possessiveness, we have power over nature. Then in the golden age, all the resources serve us. Here, people have the knowledge, but misuse the resources of nature. Become dependent to them. And so now with the knowledge, all these elements will be useful for us. Nature is serving us. We are master of the whole. Baba says, whole sky, whole earth, whole ocean belongs to you. You have the power. But it is not the power to control anything by force. It's the power that the elements serve us. That is the power. Nowadays, when people think power, that makes people corrupt, the power that people have in body consciousness. So this is why this is the spiritual knowledge. Godly knowledge makes us powerful. Not only just knowledgeful, powerful. It's godly knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is making us powerful. Then we are living with matter. We are human beings are also deities. Deities are also human beings. Human beings become deities. Deities are human beings. But healthy body. Body is powerful, beautiful. Unlimited wealth. But not misuse of that. So healthy, wealthy, happy. So knowledge is source of income. And now people with income, they think they become powerful. With that money, they think powerful. But in fact, these are the powers that with knowledge, we Baba is making us. With knowledge, then our mind is it's yoga with Baba, so we are serving through the mind, the power of mind. Waste thoughts are not there, weak thoughts are not there, but thoughts of knowledge and Baba are there in the mind. So Baba says, continue to churn the knowledge. Spin throughout the day the churn. As soon as you get up in the morning, spin the cycle of self-realization. So the power is there of purity, pure thoughts. So then mind is powerful, positive, pure, powerful thoughts, well-wishing thoughts, making our mind powerful. So powerful knowledge making you powerful is making mind powerful. Faith in intellect with knowledge, because knowledge gives you faith again, experience gives you faith. Intellect is becoming clean, clear, pure and divine. That's why it is powerful. So soul becomes powerful, making mind pure, positive. Intellect clean, clear, divine, elevated. Then my actions are powerful, means they are elevated actions. They are giving power to others. Then actions in form of virtues are giving blessing to others. The virtues are power then. That's what Baba says, through virtues, through mind you serve, then you serve through the words, knowledge, and through actions you serve virtues, behavior. And that is power, which gives happiness to others. Power to give. How did what we give? This knowledge has become virtues in behavior. And that's called deities. But all, everything is based with this knowledge at the confluence age. A Brahmin gets this knowledge. Shiv Baba gives knowledge through Brahma. And this is why Brahmins have knowledge. Neither Rishi Munis, holy great souls have knowledge, nor deities have knowledge. Deities have power. Knowledge became power. Brahmins have knowledge. So we, in order to become powerful, I have to put this knowledge into practice, into virtues. And then it is power. So we become knowledgeful. Being knowledgeful is powerful. So different aspects of knowledge at different times give us power to become detached, to become protective, protection for ourselves, give power to help other souls, power to sustain others.
Could we say that the beginning, middle and end of the cycle brings us, the knowledge of that brings us power? What I really felt was the beginning, middle, end, and again the beginning.
Yeah.
That point, how it repeats.
Yeah, so beginning, middle and the end, there are three different aspects of beginning, middle and the end. One is beginning, middle and the end of anything what I am doing, what is the cause of that? Beginning, middle and the end in practical behavior, virtues, is different. What is my motive behind that is beginning. How I am doing that thing in practical life and what would be the result. So sometimes Baba speak beginning, middle and the end. Understand the beginning, middle and the end, then you are a wise Ganesha. You are destroyer of the obstacle beforehand. That is in aspect of the knowledge in practical behavior. So become knower of the three aspects of time. That is beginning, middle and the end. Other beginning, middle and the end is the beginning of the golden age, the middle copper age, and an iron age. But this is now end and beginning of the golden age. So this is beginning, the confluence age. But at this time I see where I have reached and where I have to begin again. So I am at the confluence age, observer of the past, present and future. Another aspect is, Baba says, beginning, middle and the end, the souls who come from the soul world, they come in the beginning. So that is begin the drama, the actors come and the part comes and play so. And then in the middle, how Ravana comes, different religions come. And in the end, that is you, God comes. In the beginning, souls come on this earth. In the middle, religious founder comes, and in the end, God comes. Deities come in the beginning, religious founders come in the middle, God comes in the end. So this is different times Baba speak, beginning, middle and the end. So we have the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end in aspect of the self, God and religions, in the aspect of the our own part, what we were deities, then we became human beings, and then we became Shudras, merchant and Shudras, and now we are Brahmin. So this is different aspect. This is called Swadarshan Chakra. Another time Baba said, soul world, subtle region, and this physical world. That is also begins the origin from the soul world. Then the subtle region, that is in the big middle, that Baba creates this. And then the end comes as here in this physical world. Another aspect of beginning, middle and the end is the three aspects of God's task. Begins with Brahma, sustenance is with Vishnu, and end is with Shankar. So then these are the three aspects of this. So different time in Muralis, Baba speaks of different. So this is why he gives you the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end. Yeah, it is a cycle as well as God's task, as well as our own stage. All these three are connecting beginning and the end. Yes, please. Better come before, or those who have to ask questions, come here for the mic so they're easy to listen. If anybody else has to ask a question, come in front so that the time is also saved. So that
how to keep the knowledge powerful without fluctuating?
Without?
Fluctuating.
Fluctuating. Yeah, this is what, then it is faith. As I said, knowledge, power is a result. Power is the outcome. How to remain powerful without fluctuating? Fluctuating is in the middle a method where you are experimenting and exercising. Through that experience you realize that I have not used a virtue, or I have not used some power, or I have not used yoga. So knowledge becomes powerful only when I have changed knowledge into yoga. Through yoga that knowledge became virtue. That virtue became power, so I am unshakable. It's the power of knowledge. For example, now I have the knowledge of drama. So this is the knowledge of the drama. I see the situation. So knowledge is there, it is drama. But then I want to not fluctuate. So Baba, you have given me the knowledge that everything drama is beneficial. What benefit is in it? Must be some benefit. I have to have patience to see it. I am upset because I am seeing only one scene. But you know the whole connection of the drama. Why we are upset? Because we don't see the whole scene of the drama. We see only one scene and we fluctuate. And when we connect the whole story, then we don't fluctuate. If somebody goes in the film and they are seeing violence, why it is happening? But if they see the whole film, they understand the meaning behind that. So in the same way, the whole knowledge is in our mind, then we don't fluctuate. Okay, shall we have the meditation now? Thank you.